This podcast is sponsored by the amazing people at WordSprint, making your brand look great.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
This is Hugh Ballew with podcast number 51. This one's about transparency. We don't consider transparency to be a leadership skill. It is authenticity. It is being who we are and being straight up, direct, and honest about what's going on with us. This podcast is about orchestrating success, which begins with empowering ourselves. What does a musical conductor know about leadership? We know how to influence others, to manage ourselves, and to create specific results built around the plan. The plan is our strategy. Until I learned to be vulnerable on a conductor's podium, I could not make effective music. Brené Brown, the writer or speaker, talks about vulnerability. Being transparent is in that same area of leadership. Being authentic, being transparent. If you want to comment on this podcast or see the transcript, please look at hughballewpodcast.com for a list of all the podcasts and the transcripts for each one. And on each page, I would invite you to have a two-way conversation. What do you think about the concepts? Do you have other ideas? What are some new ideas you'd like to explore in a two-way conversation? I throw out ideas with the hope that you will come back with some discussion on those ideas. Today, a transformational leader is a transparent leader. As leaders, we follow what we've been taught by habit and mostly out of ignorance of what else to do. We respect those who have impacted our lives unintentionally, feeling obligated to it. In my case, it's part of that inherited behavior of desiring to please others, whether it's the right decision for me or not. Being transparent means being vulnerable in many, many circumstances. If we are insecure about anything, then being transparent and vulnerable is a challenge. There is a sense of false security in being autocratic, in that we control the flow of information, make the decisions, manage how things happen, and lead by the influence of power and not personal influence. It's far more difficult to lead collaboratively than authoritatively. So why change? Well, being transparent fosters energy in any group and allows others to own the outcomes and to establish peer-to-peer accountability. Transparency is, in fact, a primary leadership skill. So here's five tips to build transparency as a valuable leadership skill. Number one, to build trust. This is aligned with the transformational leadership trait of authenticity. Being authentic includes being transparent. If you adopt this style of leadership, you must be authentic. You must be transparent. That works together. Team members can trust a leader who doesn't pretend to be something that he or she is not. This trust allows for relationships to grow organically. Like ensemble happens with the intentionality of working for ensemble in music groups and with the leader allowing it and fostering it. The leader must guide and nurture that process, but not control it. The musical conductor guides the process and allows space for others to function up. So transparency is, number one, a valuable leadership skill to build trust. Number two, to focus relationships. Insecure and autocratic leaders are focused on themselves and not on others. When leaders pay attention to team members and constantly look at leadership as the foundation and constantly work on leadership, work on relationship, which builds leadership, it's apparent and brings energy to the team. Let me say that again. When leaders pay attention to team members and constantly working on their leadership by building relationships, it's apparent and it brings energy to the team. Reversing this paradigm allows the leader to have the bandwidth to pay attention to what others are doing, how they function, and to observe behaviors. So, transparency is valuable to build trust. Number one, to focus on relationship. Two and three, to reframe influence. The leader who leads from the position of power and authority, it's like, I'm the chairman, I make the decisions. Well, that stifles group thinking, sidetracks creative collaboration, and intimidates others. We need to reframe from push leadership to pull leadership. The conductor is an example of pull leadership. Transparency is valuable as a leadership skill. Number four, to encourage collaboration. If the leader has all the answers, then there's no reason for others to participate. Transparency is knowing and sharing the truth, which is that you don't have all the right answers. Rather than always being right, ensure that the team is always right, or that they learn from mistakes and that their competency is constantly growing. Transparency is valuable to foster authenticity. The last and most impactful transformational leadership trait is to model what you preach. Being authentic means showing how to be authentic. When you don't know, share that with the team. Nobody can have all the right answers. Model this trait and it will impact how others respond to you and other team members. This is certainly not a comprehensive treatment of the topic. It's intended only to stimulate your thinking and inspire a new way of approaching transformational leadership. Do you agree or not? Let me have a comment. I was thinking about a leader that I was working with, a power leader, and he said, Hugh, I'm going into a meeting with my team, and there's some things I don't do very well. How do I handle it? After a moment of silence, I said, why don't you tell them? He responded immediately, I can't tell them that I have weaknesses. After pausing for a few seconds of silence to validate that I had heard it and to formulate my response, I replied, and you think they don't already know? Well, that changed his paradigm. Next week he said, Hugh, I said, here's some things that I need you to play into that I don't do well that you have the skills for. Everybody stepped up. Everybody was energized. Everybody was proud of what they could do. The lesson here is let's not do things that other people can do and let's not pretend to be something we are not. This follows delegation, which was podcast number 50. Transparency, we need to delegate things that are not number 10 on our list of skills or that we aren't rated number 10 for that skill. Effective leaders, here's a parting tip. Effective leaders are not always right. They ensure that leaders on their teams are right. Leading is about empowering others. Hubaloo Podcast is where you can find the notes. I hope this helps you reframe how you will lead starting now. Thank you for listening. This session is sponsored by WordSprint. WordSprint is really a mailing, an authority mailing business. They can connect with your tribe, whether it's donors, whether it's customers, whether it's organizations. They are first class printing operation. They print the magazine that I'm co-publisher for, Nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine. You can find it nonprofitperformance.org, nonprofitperformance.org. They also print our flyers, and we stay in touch with a piece of paper that people can hold in their hand, and it's followed up with an email. Hi, Joe, did you get the magazine that I sent to you yesterday? Be sure to look at the article on page 5. I believe it will give value to you. WordSprint has the most sophisticated systems for donor retention, for client retention, to improve your bottom line with the tribe that depends on you for information. Profit depends on maintaining and building effective relationships. WordSprint is the authority, the best printing, the best touch points, the best systems. Go to wordsprint.com and ask for a free appointment to see how they can improve your bottom line.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.